Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Yeah, what up, Detroit? Detroit. Detroit.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another wonderful episode of Pistons Talk. I am your host, David M. Allen, a.k.a. the Renaissance Man, the hardest working man on the internet, and the underground voice of the Detroit Pistons. Thank you for tuning in. We had another game tonight, and our Pistons fell to the San Antonio Spurs tonight, 103-92. And really, this was a case of the second half blues, which has really been the case all season long for your Detroit Pistons. And when it comes to teams, when it comes to teams with a winning record especially, they tend to falter in the second half. It's kind of like the adjustments worsen or something. I don't know what it is. I'm blaming Stan Van Gundy without blaming Stan Van Gundy. Because at the same time, because he's in control of this roster, and it really is time for him to make a move and to make a competitive move and to make a move for the Pistons' future. If you want to win going forward and you want to actually be above 500 while being in a playoff spot, you need to make a move. So whether that's trading Reggie Jackson, whether that's, trading one of your bigs, somebody off the bench, something to bolster the bench, something to upgrade the defense. Try to go younger. If there's a pure point guard available, I say go get the young cat from UCLA, Lorenzo Ball. You can go young if you would like. If that's the case, Pistons fans have been patient thus far. They want to see a winner. Yeah, they're moving into a new arena next season. But right now, I just really feel like a move is in order. And again, I'm blaming Stan without blaming Stan. Because also, although he doesn't have the talent, it seems like even when they're close, when halftime comes around, it's like there are no adjustments and no real plan when the third quarter comes into play. And it's like the team gets worse. And next thing you know, they either go from winning to losing, or they go from losing by a couple of points, single-digit points, to getting blown out. So the good news is the Pistons are still in quote-unquote playoff contention. We're talking about playoff contention in February. The good news is they're still in the eighth spot. And due to the Charlotte Hornets being equally, if not even more, inept of an organization, they're in ninth spot and still a half game below the Pistons, even with this loss the Pistons had tonight. The good news is the Hornets don't play tonight. The Bulls do, however. And the Pistons are 2.5 games behind the Bulls. And the Bulls lost to the Warriors the other night. And the Bulls also play tonight against the Phoenix Suns. In about 30 minutes, actually. Even though I really hate the Bulls roster and how it's constructed, most likely they're going to win tonight because the Suns are terrible. And I mean terrible.
That's terrible.
Not Brooklyn Nets terrible, but kind of close. Second worst record in the league. So like I said, the Pistons are in eighth, 25-29. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They shot 42% from the field tonight, 29% from three. And again, my whole thing with the three ball and them continuing to shoot it and being in the bottom 10 in percentage and makes, it drives me nuts. But they kept shooting tonight. They were 5-17, 29%, 42% overall. Andre Drummond had a terrible night from the gate. And I was talking with some other Pistons fans on the Twitter. And, okay, it's evident that Andre Drummond needs to develop something other than that little baby hook that he has. And it's evident. Nobody has to keep harping on it. When he's missing his shots, everyone wants to act like he's the problem and everyone ever reacts. And it's a little old. It just is. Okay, yeah, he needs to develop. He's 23. People are screaming, trade him, trade him. But he's 20 freaking three. What do you want? You want him to come with because you see other centers shooting threes. You want Andre Drummond to start shooting threes. I feel like he should expand his game to at least 15 feet. I feel like that's sufficient. That'll work for the Pistons going forward. But shooting threes and crossing people up and doing all this, you know, Joel Embiid is the new breed of center. He's the new generation of centers. Him, Anthony Davis, Porzingis, you can count him. Just these 7-footers with guard-esque skills. Andre obviously doesn't have that. He's a throwback center. So, this summer he's going to have to lock himself in the gym, not only get better at his free throws, but he's going to have to develop something other than that little baby hook. He just really is, and that's what it is. He's going to also possibly, hopefully, develop a nasty streak and become more dominant like a Shaq, because he's big as hell, man. There's no reason for him not to kick ass down low. It's really not, even in his soft-ass NBA. But he was off a little early. He was hanging his head. He was frustrated with himself. He was missing easy shots, but he still managed to pull down 15 rebounds. He had a block and three steals. He was still effective outside of, his shooting percentage. It was terrible, yes, but I don't hear y'all yelling about KCP and his 10 points. And if we want to look at this game log, because I know how much y'all love KCP, and y'all refuse to y'all somehow give him the benefit of the doubt no matter what. So after that 38-point outburst, that anomaly that was his career high that everybody was so excited about, he followed that up with a 2-point performance, a 4-point performance, a 12-point performance, a 9-point performance, and tonight he had 10. And you guys scream, pay the man. Put the pipe down and back away slowly.
Peanut butter and crack.
Reggie Jackson had 12 points tonight. Early on, he kept the Pistons in the game. He really did. He was being smart with his shot selection. And you know me. You should know me by now. You should know that I love shot selection. I want to see people taking smart shots that they're supposed to take. None of this bullshit where they're, you know, just jacking up contested shots just because. He was smart and efficient early on. The Pistons really needed a shot of energy because they came out kind of flat. Everybody was unsure. Everybody's been doing this thing lately where they're trying to get Andre in the game early so he doesn't, I guess, hang his head or so nobody steps on anybody's toes or so there's no infighting. They don't have to have any more players-only meetings, whatever it is. But Reggie finally did the smart point guard thing and said, okay, I got to put my fingerprints on the game and I have to impose my will because everybody else is kind of messing up right now. So he was taking smart shots, and then after a while he kind of faltered. What started off smart, he ended up 5 for 13 with only 12 points. But he did dish out 7 assists, so I'm not exactly mad. Ish Smith came in later on, tried to impose his will, tried to help the Pistons make a comeback. Obviously, they fell short, but he tried. And overall, I would love to see him start. My stance really is Reggie is a great six-man or will make a great six-man. I feel like KCP is a role player, but that's just me. I'm just the underground voice of the Pistons. So at the end of the day, you know, hey. Tobias Harris came in off the bench and does what he always does, which is kick ass off the bench. He's extra effective off the bench, man. He had 16 points. He pulled down 5 boards. Could have been better, but again, like I said, they all came out flat, and I don't know if they were intimidated by the Spurs. They came out with a lot more energy when the Warriors came to town. It's almost like they looked at the Spurs and said, oh, we have no chance, fuck it. But they came out swinging, sort of. They came out swinging with like one arm, like they were unsure about this fight, you know, and eventually they faltered. Like I said, second half came and they caught the blues like they always do. And it just wasn't a good look, man. San Antonio pretty much did what they wanted to. Kawhi had a really quiet 32 points. 6 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal in 32 minutes. He shot 50% from the field. And he shot 3-for-8 from the distance and still went 50% from the field. And that, folks, is what you call efficiency. You didn't even notice that he was terrible from outside. You didn't even notice because he's that effective. Take notes, Kentavious. LaMarcus had 19 points. He pulled down 11 boards. Dwayne Dedmon, 17 points. Danny Green with 12. Overall, man, they were efficient. David Lee came in, 11.7 rebounds. They shot 50% overall, 47% from three. Overall, they were you know, they were rolling, man. So at the end of the day, they played great Spurs basketball. Pistons never had the lead. The biggest lead for the Spurs was 21, and at one point the Pistons cut it down to 10. I want to say 8. But they had a nice little run for a second. But they fell short. It was kind of too little too late, you know, kind of ran out of gas, man. So it could have been better, man, but it could have been a better effort. But it's always a tale of two halves with this team, man. So they lost the rebounding battle pretty bad, though, 52-35. And up next, it's not getting no better, man. Sunday against the Raptors, and it's going to be a back-to-back because the next night you got the Milwaukee Bucks, division rival. It's really not going to get no better. But got the Raptors on Sunday at 6. That should be a hell of a game, man. The fourth place Raptors at that. They keep going back and forth playing ping pong in the standings with the Wizards. And shout out to the Wizards for turning shit around. And shout out to Bradley Beal for kind of living up to his contract. He's kind of looking like a decent NBA player right now. But that's besides the point. Sunday against the Raptors, man. I'm not exactly sure how to feel about that game. The Pistons haven't been getting up really for teams with winning records, so we'll see how this goes. And yeah, sorry I'm not overly extra excited, but I mean this I don't know how to feel, man. You know, this team, man, Something needs to change, and I just need somebody to deliver the message to Stan that you need to stay up tonight and really think about this, that that trade deadline is around the corner and you need to make a move. You do. You need to make a move. You can't wait till the summer. If and like I said, you don't want that 8th place spot. I already feel like 7th and 8th is average, is settling, it's mediocre. That's just you barely made it. You did just enough to get in there. But at the same time, if you're going to be an average team like you kind of are, at least get 7th so you don't have to see the Cavs and maybe you can win a playoff game. That's all I'm saying. And with that said, man, thank you for listening to Pistons Talk. I am your underground voice of the Pistons, David M. Allen. And be on the lookout for the new website that's going to be dedicated to Detroit sports called Live from Woodward. And as always, man, catch us on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and thecouchsports.com. Peace.
Let's go home! Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen! Let's go home! Let's go home!